Okay, good morning, everybody. So here we go, page 58. So continue the laws of Kibbutz Avim. Again, it's a source that we saw before. Ish imo vaviv tirau, that a person is obligated to fear their parents. And a well-known Rashi says, Rashi, kol achamikem tiru aviv imo, meaning it's very the simple understanding is, okay, everyone has to fear their parents. But if you take a look at the language of the pasuk, you notice something interesting. Look how it starts off. It says ish. Man. But that's singular. Look at the end of the puzzle. Well, not the end of the puzzle. The end of this phrase is tirau, plural. What's going on here? Why does it say? It should say anashim imo aviv tirau, right? It goes from singular to plural, tirau. So it says Rashi, we quote the Gemara, who's recording the Medrash, in the Ela Ish. Well, I don't understand. It says Ish. What about Rachel? Does Rachel have to fear her parents? Pishahu amer tirau or ikan shnaim. Because after all, the end of the phrase is plural. Imken, lamin amar ish. Okay, so we see that she is obligated because it's plural. So why is it saying ish? Ha'ish sipek b'yado lasos. That a man has more opportunity. A man has a greater ability to be able to honor his parents. Aval isha reshus achen aleha. When it comes to a woman, sometimes she's under someone else's authority. Right? Meaning, sometimes if she's married, it's going to be difficult for her to be able to necessarily fulfill this mitzvah of fearing her parents. Okay. Imo viv tirau. Why is it that if you take a look at this pasuk, it's first comes mom and then dad. In the Seres Dibros, it's kabed et avicha d'mechus. How come one time mommy's mentioned first and somewhere else mommy's mentioned second? What's the reason behind it? Says Rashi, kan hikdim em la'av. Here, when it comes to fear, the aim comes before av. Why? Lefisha godlo fanav shaben yiras aviga tzermimo. Generally speaking, you fear your dad more than your mom. I don't know if that's true in the modern era so much anymore, right? Usually mothers today are the men of the side. I'm not so sure exactly what the story is. V'kvod hekdim av laim. And therefore, the Torah specifically wanted to have father come before the mother. Lefisha godlo fanav shaben mechabed et imo yosir me'aviv b'pnei shemishtadlim b'divarim. When it comes to honor, like by Seres Dibros, that's different. Then it says, man is first. Why? Because you have a tendency to do it to your mother more, so wanting to put the one that you, shall we say, are less likely to do first in both cases. When it comes to fear, you're more likely for your dad, therefore your mother, aim comes first. When it comes to honoring, you're more likely to honor your mom, so your dad comes first. Okay, that's well-known Rashi.
You didn't pour water into someone's cup for you.
Okay, so hold on. We'll get to that when they both ask at the same time. There's conflict in the two. We'll see, right? We'll see. It's a good question.
Twins, you know?
Let's say you have twins. You can... there you go. Okay. The Or Chaim HaKadosh on this pasuk picks up a very interesting nuance, right? And he says, "Took a look at verse number 15." The Or Chaim HaKadosh says, "Look at the last couple lines. What's the reason behind this?" Language, haben yihye yare ma'aviv. Generally speaking, a son is going to fear his father. Gorem, this is going to cause gamkin shebno yihye yare mimeno. This is going to cause his son also to revere him as well. Right? So we see this relationship between what you do and the cause that it takes place. Okay. What are the examples of them? Again, we've seen this before in 16. This is the Gemara in Kiddushin, which is a major, right? There's a whole mission in Kiddushin. What a father is obligated to do to a son, like a bris milah, teach him Torah, right? And then there's a whole list of things that a child is obligated to do for the parent. And of course, that's kibbutz avim. So in source 16, the brisa there says, what's ezu mora v'ezu kavod? What's the difference between fear and honor? Mora, fear is lo omed b'mekamo, you can't stand in his place. We don't usually have set places to stand so much. Not yet. Set places to sit, as we discussed yesterday, in dining rooms, usually. Not kitchens are more relaxed. People stand in a certain spot, in shul?
Like,
right. You're saying this is where I sit, and therefore I stand right here. Okay. Right, right.
This guy takes his property by right there. Real estate, right by the Bima.
Right,
The
Bima guys. Right, okay, those are like Bima guys. Right, I hear what you're saying. Right, those Bima guys.
It's always Bima guys.
But there's always a Bima guy everywhere, right? Okay. You sure it's a Bima guy. Yeah. Okay, fine, I hear that. Bima guys. Okay, fine. But you're gonna say, is that his place?
Right by the door.
Right, right. But everyone wants the right by the door. Door guy,
right.
Door guy, yeah.
There are like 10 of those.
Back corner guy. Both copies are the same. Okay. I don't know. Standard place. I guess...
I liked what you were saying earlier about the place that he sits. Whoever said the place where he sits, it's also where he stands.
Where he stands.
Like my dad would wait for a month and sit or stand in his place. Like where he kind of sits, you know,
he stands right next to it to the right. Yeah, okay, fine. I guess so. I guess that's kind of what happens. So, or maybe there's like a place of stenders, maybe like in a shtibo, right? Where there's like stenders and you walk over to the stender afterwards. Maybe that'd be the place. I don't know. Okay, let's go on. Philosoph teres varav, not to contradict. So if a parent says something, I don't know, it's going to be 20 degrees today. You're like, no, it's not, right? You have to be very careful you do that. And you're also not allowed to. You're not allowed to, let's say, for example, you can't go against if he, let's say, this is actually very interesting. It comes to, I'm sure no one does this, but let's say he bets on a team, right? You know, contradict the team that he's choosing. You have to do that very carefully. You can't appear as if you're going against him. That'd be a problem. Okay, fine.
When are you allowed to tell him that he's like
mistake? Right, so you have to say it in a way that's not, you know, 2 + 2 = 5. No, you're wrong. It's 4. That you're not allowed to do. You'd have to say, you know, maybe consider. I think it might be 4. What was that?
Steph Curry's out tonight. Change your bet.
Change your bet. Right. Exactly. So, okay, fine. And again, and this is what Rashi says here. This is what I was referring to before. When he says, Lo mebim kamo, b'makam yuchad laviv. Right? Has he a place that's like, this is where your dad stands. It's not like, oh, he stood here, you know, 17 years ago when he took a bus. Like, that's ridiculous, right? Like, it has to be like, this is where he stands, right? Sham besod zkinim im chavirav beitza, right? This is where he stands when he talks to his friends, right? This is where he stands, where he davens in shul, right? It has to be a someplace that's obvious. What does it mean? Let's say your father and even a Talmud Chacham are arguing in something halachic, right? In the base measures. You're not allowed to say the guy who your dad's arguing against. Oh yeah, that guy seems right. Could that be against? That'd be against your father.
Okay. Would that change?
If your father's arguing with your Rebbe. So, right, so you would not be allowed. So again, here's the thing. It doesn't mean that your dad's right. You just can't outwardly contradict it. So that's the issue, right? So even if it's your Rebbe, you can't contradict your dad, right? You might have to, again, you see it in a nice way. But not outwardly contradict. Okay, the other thing, if you take a look at on page 60, on source 18, which is the Shulchan Aruch bringing all this down, which is literally the exact same thing. I don't know. The only thing that's added is the gimel. So go to the gimel in 18. Ad heichan moram, right? Where's like, what's the level you have to actually fear your parents? Haya aviv lavush chamudos. If let's say your father's wearing an Armani suit, you know, made to measure suit, the yoshiv brosh kahal, and he's sitting, you know, he's the president, he's the CEO, he's the, you know, macher. Ubo aviv imo. Sorry, I said father. Yeah, didn't I? Okay, the son. The son is dressed in a Armani suit. You're dressed in a Armani suit, and you're sitting at the head of the table. You know, you're the president, the CEO. You're giving your big presentation, right? The father, Bo Avivimo, your parents come over to you, and they rip your suit in front of everybody. Viku Arosho, and they start going to you. Viyarku the fun off. They spit in front of you. Lo Yochel, so you're not allowed to shame them. Can't shame them. Ella Yishtok, this is be silent. Yara min Hamelech Moche Mochim Shabakach. And you have to fear Hashem who created you to do this. I mean, to get up and then to be like, you know, Dad, what are you doing? You know, Dad. Right? You see those examples, you know, like teenage kids. Right? Sometimes as a parent, you might do it on purpose sometimes just because it's going to bother them. Okay? Shouldn't do it. But, you know, that's the. Okay, fine. Now, this is interesting. Stinging up parents. So we said yesterday that, like, in the kitchen, in my house anyways, we have these pots in the kitchen? No, we don't. We have like a funny little hexagon thing. How many seats are there?
The hexagon.
Six? Yeah, there's six, but there aren't. But when everyone's there, there's seven. But how's that? It can't be.
It's a septagon.
It's not. Okay, I don't know. I don't remember. Anyways, we haven't been all together in a while for a meal. So I don't remember. But the idea behind, the, you know, that as opposed to a dining room, which is generally speaking, you know, more formalized, that I think there's generally more set seating. So in the in source number 19, he says here, L'gabei yeshiva berechev. What about in a car? Designated seat, right? Berechev b'makom yuchad l'aviv. So again, usually the father drives, right? So, okay. I don't know, maybe you have a driver. Maybe you have a driver. So the father doesn't drive. The father sits in a certain seat every time, right? Mistaber demoter. But anyways, he says in a car, it's permissible to sit in what we call your dad's seat. Why? In the yeshiva shor kavod. That's not considered kavod. The head of a dining room table, that might be considered much more kavod-like. Let's say you wanna, this has happened a few times. Let's say this is the chair that your father always sits in, and you wanna use it as a ladder to get to the top of a cabinet. Would you be allowed to take the chair that your father or your mother always uses as a stool?
Sitting on it?
And he's not sitting on it. Dad, move over. Right? Right? No, the answer is Mishtaberkin mutter, right? Permissible. Lishkaval mita, right? You're allowed to do it. He says you're allowed to do it. Mishtaber the kemokin mutter lishkav al mitato. He says even, and this is interesting, you even would be allowed to lie down on his bed. For the inyan leishav al kisem yuchad lavi shalobim kamo. What about sitting in a chair that it belongs to the father? However, Hori Posuk is Minish Yesh Lachmi. Oh, sorry. Did I read the right? Vleshev Al Kisem Yuchal Aviv Shalom Bim Kamo Horo. Meaning, let's say you want to sit in a seat that it's not that regular, right? Meaning, he often he sits there, but not necessarily always. He says, Lish Lachmir, Im Nikir Shar Kisem Yuchal Aviv. If it's recognizable that it actually usually is for the father, between Asavat Zoroso, right? And usually this is the type of chair that he sits in. Meaning, let's say, see, here's a problem today. We all live in houses, and usually when you have chairs or on your dining table, all the chairs are uniform, generally speaking, right? Truth is, there's like a chair that I like to sit on, which is not the same as the other chairs on the table. There's like two, like head, you know, there's like fancier chairs, like those are, right? But generally speaking, look around this table that we're sitting on now, which is the exact same. So you can't say like, oh, this is recognizable as dad's chair, right? Let's say this was a shul and this is with the same family, David, right? So in a case where the father sits here or here, here or here, but it's not recognizable, this chair. You can't say this is the chair that your dad sits in. It looks the exact same thing. So it's less of an issue in such a case because it's not recognizable that it's your father's chair. Okay, fine. What about contrast?
Yeah. The place that it's in. That chair sitting at the head of the table, and it's like recognized.
Right, that's right. But let's say all of a sudden you hosted an event, so then you took the table to the side and the chairs around. You don't know which chair that was used 2 days ago goes there. They're all the same. But you're right. So if it's in the same location, that's a given. But if let's say it's a place where sometimes your dad sits, sometimes not, only then you wouldn't be allowed to if the chair is recognizable. Right? So, again, sometimes the heads of a dining table will have different types of chairs. Right, you do see that. Okay. But not, let's say, in a shul. Unless it's like the rabbi's chair, where all the chairs are really going to be, all are going to be the same. Okay, let's go on. What time is it? We still have a few minutes. And number 20. So this is with when it comes to arguing. Lo so seris varav. Bein shecholak alav. If you're arguing. Bein sheomer lachlok alav. Niret dvarecha. Havesot dvarecha. So here's what's very complicated. That even saying, right, it looks as if, right? You can't even look as if you're contradicting words, right? And it's what he said with the English here, right? Even saying directly or your words seem correct. Meaning, if your father's arguing with somebody and you tell that other person that his words seem correct, that would be a problem. Because it's by saying that you're correct, it means that your father is not correct.
You have the same opinions as your father.
So you don't have to have the same opinions as your father. It just means you can't contradict.
But when you contradict it, when you be talking about it with friends.
So he's saying, I think the stock market's going to go up tomorrow, right? The market's going to go up, and you're like, listen, you think it's going to go down, right? So it's not going to go down, that'd be a contradiction.
Okay, what about political opinions? Like you say that
Trump,
Trump and no, but I'm a Hillary.
Hillary, yeah. Right. So yeah, you'd have to be able to say it, especially in politics, which is always a heated topic. You'd have to be very nuanced about it, right? You have to be. So, okay. What about if it's not in front of him? You know, what about, let's say it's here, right? Oh man, last night my father said that. What? No, so not that it's wrong, right? So you're not saying that your father's wrong. You're just saying something contrary to his opinion. Very simple. You think, well, I guess that would be wrong. Meaning, I think the stock market is going to go up. To say that things are going down, that would be lashon hara. My dad said last night it's going. Now, if you say my dad said the market's going up today, but my father's a fool, my father's an idiot, he doesn't know what he's talking about, that'd be a problem. That's a given, right? So you have to say it. So again, when he's not there, you'd be allowed to contradict. That's what the Taz says in 21, right? Shalom b'fanav. Davka b'fanav asur. Only davka b'fanav would be something which is asur. Okay, 22. Go down to the bolded section. There's a reason why it's bolded. It's so much easier. 22. Aval kvar chalku alav kol rishonim. He's talking about a case here. When it comes to contradict, okay, I better explain first. It's not going to work. Is contradicting just in every single matter? Or is it the minyan? No, the minyan's down there. Yeah. Can you contradict in every matter or halacha? Meaning, when you're allowed to contradict, is that weather? Is that stock market? Or specifically with psak halacha? So says the Shevet Alevi. He says, because maybe you think in halacha, it'd be permissible to do. You want to know the truth. Right? Who cares about the weather and the stock market? We care about halacha, right? Even halacha matters. Your father says, tahor, and you know it's tameh, right? Asur mutter. Still, you would not be allowed to outwardly contradict him. V'chein kadav mor rabbi Rav Shlomo Luria, and the Yamshar Shlomo. But he says, I don't understand. We see in halacha, by the way, we see it all the time, right? The tour and the rush, they argue. He quotes my father and I disagree with him. You see it. So how do you explain it? He says, to contradict is different, and that would be it. And decisive answers is still prohibited. So that you have to be very careful. When you quote your father in halachic matters, you say, my father says this, and then you have to say, I'm not sure, I think perhaps it might be something different.
What about a misquote of a halachic source?
What do you mean?
Like if he misquoted the source, and then you were to tell him, actually, like, this is the source, right? This is what was said in that source.
You have to say it in a certain way.
Right, so you're going to be very fine in your language. You're right, it can be complicated. Yeah, no, for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Okay, let's jump down to 26. Okay, because it's again the context of Torah study. For cloud din zirat aviv who called the varshomer delok aviv oimo. Keep going. This is, you know, in an area of hashkafic things, you know your father doesn't agree to say it publicly. He says, potentially could be problematic, which is, wow. The father, let's say, is telling a story about something. Let's say you know for a fact your father's telling a story, and that did not happen. Didn't happen. You cannot get up and say, Dad, what are you talking about? That never happened. That's like, right? You can't say it didn't happen. Wild. So the parent tells her child to do something. The father's like, ugh, I don't want to do that. You fool. Or no, maybe that's too strong in language, right? You come off like, it's a chutzpah. Pretend he doesn't listen. So that's nothing. That's the great contradiction that you can do. Okay, so you got to be. Let's turn the page. Okay, what about calling the parent by the first name? This, you generally, right? So even in the modern world today, I think in the modern world this is even changing. Right? Generally speaking, people do not call their parents by the first name. Generally speaking, so. What you have to do is, and that's a Gemara in 27, Torah Rabbanan, Chacham, Mishan Hashem Avi Vishem Rabo. Right? You, if you're going to, let's say, you're public speaking, you'd not be allowed to quote your father's first name. Torgamon, Inam Hashem Alo Shem Avi Velo Shem Rabo. However, if a rabbi gives a shir, he has to change his father's first name. Meturgamon, who essentially is the one who would explain to the rabbi, he was, there was like a person who was like the middleman, right? Meaning the rabbi wouldn't say it. The meturgamon would be the one who announces it to the public. Okay, he's not allowed to change it at all. Avodaman ilim avodamaturgamon adaturgamon love bar chivahu. When you talk about the name of the father, who you're referring to is the name of the meturgamon. What's the difference? It's not. He's love bar chivahu. Ella marava shem avi shachacham shem rabba shachacham. No. That even when the rabbi is giving the shir, he's not allowed to use his father's name. Kihai demar bar Rav Ashi, kihave darish bepirka, ihu omer abba mori. The amarihe abar hachi amar Rav Ashi. So we see that Rav Ashi was very, very careful when he would give a shir. Again, they would never use their father's name. Okay, so that's thing which we have to be very careful. That's why if you're a gabbai, this comes up, so this is your gabbai. What happens if you're the gabbai and your brother gets an aliyah, right? Because you're not going to call yourself up, right? Your brother gets an aliyah, you would not be allowed to say, your brother's name is Shmuel, you're not allowed to say Shmuel Ben, I don't know, Moshe Chaim. No, if they say Ben, Avi Mori. Right, you're not allowed to say your father's name, even when it comes to. Not, so if it's, here's an example of doing a shir. But when it comes to getting an aliyah, and this, by the way, happens, right? If you're in a shul and you want to give your brother an aliyah, you need to be. You don't have to say your father's name when you call him out.
Like it's like normal to say your father's name, but like with a title or something, like in like.
So you see this sometimes. Well, like to go up on rabbi, right? And so I don't like the idea of. I guess it's a title, so it's formalized. I guess when there's a title, it's more formalized. Maybe it's less of an issue.
Does Avi Mori formalize it, though? So you're saying, what about forget about calling your brother? What if you're calling your father?
Right, so about your father, Avi Mori, period.
Huh. Right.
Avi Mori, Ben, and then you're going to use your grandfather's name? No, you just say Ben Avi Mori. Sorry. You just say Avi Mori, period. Yamod, Avi Mori, Shlishi.
So
this is a coin, in which case you don't do that. Right? Yeah. You bring up brothers, right? You call up brothers.
Someone asks, what's your father's name?
Right. You shouldn't. So, right. That's a very. How do you do it if I ask your father's name? Okay. It's very good, by the way.
Why can't you just say, like, oh, my father's name, and then you're giving him the title of, like, my father?
So, here, let me show you an example. We have to. I want to finish this part before Minyan. Look at 29, right? Rambam. You're not to call his father by his name. Doesn't matter if he's alive or dead. What do you say? Avi Mori. Right? And if it's a similar, you got to change the name. Right? So you're not allowed to call them 30, the tour.
What if you're Sparty and have the same name as your father?
Your father or grandfather?
Father.
Father.
I've never.
Why? Here, look at 31. Lo yikru b'shemo lo b'chev lo b'moto. Elo mer Avi Mori. 31. Hayashim aviv k'shem acherim. Meshaneh shemam im hu sham. I mean, that's an issue. If let's say your father's name is Moshe and you want to call a guy Moshe, you're not allowed to say Moshe if your dad's standing there, right? Because he might think it's inappropriate, right? Because he's right next to him. You'd have to be able to switch it somehow. Okay, fine. All right, that's in there. That's a good place to stop.
What about
it? Do we continue? Oh, I'm not, by the way, I'm not here next week. I'm out of town. So you can still learn, but...